Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. This is a message of concern, and this is Amin Muhammad calling from our show, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com. Sister Claire Muhammad STEM School.com. And this is a message of concern. And we're concerned that the world has seen God portrayed as the Caucasian. Yeah, a message of concern. We're concerned that God has been portrayed as a man, as a son, or the son of God, and all of these dynamics that is a part of the Christian worship. And we're concerned because they ultimately portray God as the Caucasian flesh, as a white man. And they put this all over the world. So let's see what's going on, what's happening here. So, let's see, Allahu Akbar. Logging in into the account. You see who's bored. All praise be to Allah. We got the loyal brothers and sisters. Oh, Allahu Akbar. I'm going to bring in Brother Shuja right away. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shuja. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shuja. Is your phone on mute? Let's see. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shuja.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir. You talked to Akbar.
I haven't talked to him today.
Oh, okay. Well, I was looking for him to start up the show with him, but after about a couple minutes ago, I brought it in. All right, brother. Praise be to Allah. I was looking at the Holy Quran, studying the Holy Quran, where Allah says, he says, Qalu billahi min shaitan rajim. Allah says, Qalu ataka Rahmanu waladan, a son. They say God has begotten a son. And then he says, Lakut. I was trying to memorize it. I can't get it. But anyway, he says, they have said a most atrocious thing or a monstrous thing. It's that word, idden. Idden. It's only used once. I looked it up. It's only used once. Idden. And that word is defined as atrocious. There's with it, the sky is about to burst. The earth is gonna split apart, and the sky, the earth gonna split apart, and one other. What is that? What is the other? I was trying to memorize it. The sky is going to open up. The earth is going to split apart. And subscribe to Earth. I can't think, but it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. And I'm going to go back in the car. Yes, yes. I got to memorize that I yet. But it's that word, Iden, meaning atrocious, a monstrous thing. It's only used once.
Yeah.
So, alhamdulillah, I'll turn it over to you, brother. I'm out here at the post office. The people are coming by. It's going to be closed up in about 50 minutes. So I'll turn it over to you. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujar.
Wa alaykum as-salam. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and I also bear witness that there is only one creator. There's only one God. Brothers and sisters, we like to read something from the Holy Quran. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. From those two who call themselves Christian, we did take a covenant, but they forgot a good part of the message that was sent them. So we estranged them with enmity and hatred between the one and the other to the day of judgment. And soon will Allah show them what it is they have done. O peoples of the book, there have come to you our messenger, revealing to you merch that ye used to hide in the book, and passing over merch that is now unnecessary. They have come to you from Allah a new light and a propitious book, wherewith Allah guides all who seek his good pleasure, the way of peace and safety, and leadeth them out of darkness by his will unto the light, guided them to a path that is straight. In blasphemy, indeed, are those that say that Allah is Christ, the Son of Mary. Say, who then has the least power against Allah if his will was to destroy Christ, the Son of Mary, his mother and all, everyone that is on earth, on the earth? For to Allah belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that is between. He created what he pleases. For Allah has power over all things. Both the Jews and the Christians say we are sons of Allah and his beloved. Say, why then does he punish you for your sin? Nay, ye are but men of the man he has created. He forgiveth whom he pleases, and he punishes whom he pleases. And to Allah belongeth the dominion of the heavens and the earth and all that is between. And unto him is the final goal of all. O peoples of the book, now I have come unto you, making things clear unto you, our messenger, after breaking the series of our messengers, lest ye should say, there came unto us no bringers of glad tidings, and no warners from evil. But now has come unto you a bringer of glad tidings, and a warner from evil, and Allah has power over all things. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. Brothers and sisters, we have the revelation, the last revelation sent to us by God through the Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon our Prophet Muhammad. And this book, we call it the Holy Quran. And it's a book that that clears up a whole lot of things that they added to the previous book and things that they took out of the book. This book right here established the balance. They say that God, in Christianity, they say that God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, they say Allah is Christ, the son of Mary. So that whole idea, that Christ is Allah, and then at the same time saying that he's the son of Mary. He's saying that Mary had a God. Christ, the son of Allah. Allah Akbar. It's brothers and sisters, we just gonna explain to you and pass on to you the clear and the plain truth. You know, that God is one, that he has no associates, he has no partners, and there's nothing in creation like God. And God say, if he want anything, all he had to say be, and it'll come into existence. God asked the question, if Jesus is God and Mary is the mother of God, what if the creator's will was to destroy Jesus, Mary, and the whole creation? Who got power to stop him? No one. So we see that that's just a lie that's been told, and the peoples that wants to believe in that lie believes in it, but the peoples that want truth and righteousness and want justice in the world, they don't accept that lie. But you got many of them that do accept that lie because they don't want justice. They don't want peace. They want to have, clubs and associations and whoever know who and so-and-so is all, it got power in this area, and the other one got power in this area, you know, so you know which one to go to that has the power. Some people like that. They like to be around people that everybody feel that has power and has success and able to say that I have a relationship with them. I know that person. That person know me. I know him or her. Some people like to have that type of that type of connection with peoples, where other people would see them have that type of connection, and it'll make them feel like they somebody. It'll make them feel more important. It make them feel important. You know, even though it's a lie, even though it's not correct, You know, they happy to be in that position, and they happy to say that I'm running this and I'm running that. You know, they love to run things. They want people always to come to them. You know, I'm the boss. I originated this. I started this. That kind of person, you know, a person that likes to be recognized. What happened to all praises is due to Allah? What happened to that? You left that alone, you know. So that's one of the things that you notice about people that has been influenced by Shaitan. You know what I mean? They love to be praised. They love to be recognized, and you know these people right here as people that you can't trust. You can't truly trust them because they will give their soul. They have given their soul to Shaitan. And Shaitan is their God. That's who they worship. They worship Shaitan. Brothers and sisters, and Surify, starting at Ayat 20, I will do blame in the Shaitan Rajim. Remember Moses said to his peoples, "Oh, my peoples, call and remembers the favor of Allah upon you. When he produced the prophets among you, made you king, and gave you what he had not given to any other among the people. O my peoples, enter the holy land, which Allah had assigned unto you, and turn not back ignominiously, for then will ye be overthrown to your own ruin." They said, "O Moses, in this land are a people of exceeding strength. Never shall we enter it until they leave it. If once they leave, then shall we enter. But among the God-fearing men was two on whom Allah has bestowed his grace. They said, assault them at the prophet gate. When once you are in, victory will be yours. But on Allah put your trust, if you have faith, if you have faith." They said, "O Moses, while they remain there, never shall we be able to enter to the end of time. Go thou and thy Lord and fight ye too, while we sit here and watch." He said, "Oh, my Lord, I have power only over myself and my brother. So separate us from this rebellious people." Allah said, "Therefore will the land be out of their reach for 40 years. In distraction will they wander through the land. But sorrow thou not over these rebellious people." And that's the point that I'm making. You got people that got fear in them, and they feel men the way they should feel God. They give them power that you give God, and they try to convince the other peoples, you know, to fear them. Fear these type of people. You know. If you don't fear them, then you're gonna be among the peoples that they gonna they're going to be controlling if you don't fear them, you know. It said, recite to them the truth of the story of the two sons of Adam. Behold, they each presented a sacrifice to Allah. It was accepted from one, but not from the other. Said the latter, be sure I will slay thee. Surely, said the former. Allah does accept the sacrifice of those who are righteous. If thou doest stretch thy hand against me to slay me, it is not for me to stretch my hand against thee to slay thee. For I do fear Allah, the cherisher of the world. For me, I intend to let thee draw on thyself my sin as well as thine. So thou wilt be among the companions of the fire. And that is the reward of those who do wrong. The selfish soul of the other led him to the murder of his brother. He murdered him and became himself one of the lost ones. Then Allah sent a raven who scratched the ground to show him how to hide the shame of his brother. Woe is me, said he. Was I not even able to be as this raven and to hide the shame of my brother? Then he became full of regret. On that account, we ordained it for the children of Israel that if anyone slew a person, unless it be for murder or for spread mischief in the land, it would be as if he slew the whole people. And if anyone saved a life, it would be as if he saved the life of the whole people. Then, although there came to them our messengers with clear signs, yet even after that, many of them continued to commit excesses in the land. The punishment of those who waged war against Allah and his messenger and strive with might and main for mischief through the land, his execution, or crucifixion, or the cutting off of hands, and feet from opposite side, exiled from the land. That is their disgrace in this world, and a heavy punishment is theirs in the hereafter. Except for those who repent before they fall into your power. In that case, know that Allah is all forgiving, most merciful. O ye who believe, do your duty to Allah. Seek the means of approach unto him and strive with might and main in his cause that you may prosper. Sallallahu Qadim. Surely, Allah speaks the mighty truth. So we are thankful to Allah. We pray that we brought something that the light on in you, that reminded you of something, and inshallah, you know, we are the brothers and sisters that's dealing with the message of the sun. And that concern that we are dealing with mostly is images in religion. The idea that they give you about God, that God is a spirit, and God is three. That's three God. You know. That's a concern of us Muslims, because we feel that that's going to have a strong psychological effect on the society. It's going to divide the society. It's going to allow Shaitan to come in and influence the people, you know, where we can't have a good society and a society that practices what God wants. So we came to be in peace, and we're going to leave in peace. As-salamu alaykum. Brother Akbar, are you on? Brother Akbar.
Yes,
alhamdulillah. Brother Amir said, he said that you was coming on. So we're going to say as-salamu alaykum, turn it over to you. We came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
We back when there is no God but one God. His proper name is Allah. He lives and he never dies. There's nothing like Allah. There's no one can come up with anything close and call it Allah. And to say that Allah got a son, this life has been around too long, and all the problems, most of the problems of the world are people killing and hurting one another. It's coming from this life. And God got a son. And God got a son, then that's two gods. And that's too many gods. God said he wanted alone. So we on this Brock Talk Radio station trying to clear up the mess that's been made and been shared, given to the world, has affected the whole world, still affecting the whole world. And we only bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, Imanullah, he is the seal of the prophet. Christ Jesus announced in the Bible that he would come. And when he comes to lead us in all truth. That means Jesus was not leading us in all truth. Jesus was leading us in some truth. And he comes to lead us in all truth. And he became the final prophet, the last messenger, prophet of Allah to the world. So Prophet Muhammad, he fulfilled his mission. He left the world in a better shape. If the world wanted it, then he found it. When he found the world, he found a world that was totally full of ignorance. Men were killing their baby girls just to have more boys to fight in the war. All this evil was practiced. They would shoot arrows up in there. And how they landed, they determined their day by the way that arrow landed. All this ignorance that they were drinking. They were marrying as many women as they choose. If they wanted to divorce a woman, they would tell a woman, be to me like the real my mother, and they would divorce. So there was no constitution. There was no structure. So Prophet Muhammad came and he changed all of that with the help of Allah, with the blessing of Allah. And now we inherit something almost that's as worse. We inherit a situation where we didn't even know our name. We didn't know where we come from. We inherit a hatred for ourselves coming from this image. And that hatred is still prevalent today in the world. Turn the TV on right now. Somebody in New Jersey done shot somebody, look like this. Somebody in New York or Philadelphia or Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, or Georgia. Somebody done killed someone look like them for no other reason than that person might look at it too hard. That person might look like somebody he didn't like. All that coming from the image, because nobody in the image, none of those people are killing the people in the image. And the people in the image know that. So they don't mind you getting the gun. They don't mind you having the gun. They don't mind you carrying the gun, because they know by your own, by our own history and the way we were raised, we're not going to shoot nobody but somebody that look like us. We'll shoot mama. We'll shoot daddy. We'll shoot sister. We'll shoot brother. We'll shoot everybody. When the comedian Pry was here on this earth, with God forgiving his sin, he said that he was spending time in one of the worst of jail making a movie. He said they would come to him, and they would talk to him. He met one guy, and he asked the guy what happened. And the guy said he killed everybody in the house, the baby, the wife, the daughter, the father. And he asked him, why did you kill everybody in the house? The guy told him because they were at home. Killed all of them. They were at home. He killed everybody was at home that day. So he said, thank God for prison. Because he was in there that, and thought that was mainly for people that look like us. Some of us, we earn ourselves in that situation. Huh? Killed everybody because they was at home. It's still coming from that image. They make so many movies about the image. He make a movie about he's Dracula. He's a vampire. He's a monster from the Black Lagoon. He make all these movies that show all this violence and blood sucking and all that. And then you go to church and they tell you, as you see Christ, run up to him and eat his blood, chuck his blood.
Run up to him.
Run up to Christ. Yeah, eat Christ's blood, chuck his blood. So we've been trained wrongly by religious people. And religious people do not think. They made them where they do not think. That's why you can tell some of the African Americans, hey, if somebody hits you on the right side, it's in the Bible. Give them your left side. And some of them would do that just to prove a point to you. They would do that if you slap them and know that you're going against their nature. When I grew up on the corner, the big guys, I seen it for myself, a little bitty Caucasian could come on the corner and kick those big guys, 200, 300 pounds. Kick them in their butt and they wouldn't do nothing. If you look too hard at them, they would cut you from your nose to your toes. Huh? So we remember that's inferiority, which has been made us dangerous toward each other. That's the kind of inferiority. We got that dangerous inferiority. Well, we get a lot of courage to do things to each other. Soon as we get a little alcohol in us. Get a little alcohol in us, we ready to kill and we ready to call each other niggas and hurt each other. That come from the plantation. That come from the way we was raised. The environment that we come out of. Allah say we never change our condition. And this is the only religion I ever heard say it or make mention to that. Allah say he would never change our condition until we change what's bothering our hearts. I believe that. We got problems with our hearts. Because if we didn't, we were on everything we see in sight because the condition we were put in. Everything you see. We should be owning everything that you can put your hands on. We should be owning that. But we don't own hardly nothing. And what we have, we let it go. Because we hate what we are. We hate ourselves through Christian religion. Hell, Islam has brought unity to us. It brought love back into our hearts for each other. And we still have some who want to bite back. Still have some that want to dirge and the foolishness. So Allah said he would never change the condition of a people until those people change within our heart. Yeah, we are all Allah people, but we are divided because of that image. We divided on color. I'm a white man, you a black man, a yellow man. God, Allah never said none of those things towards us. He said he had made us human beings. Then he tell us the best human being that he have created is the human being that obey him the best. That's what he said, because you have to be the best living in this religion, living in this day and time, because if you don't, the Satan, the enemy, the arch enemy, going to defeat your effort on doing right. And that's what he's doing every time he show a movie, and he put music with that movie. You look at the movie, and he put music with the movie. And he put music in it to make you feel sad. He play a picture that he's the most honest person in the world. That's why I stopped looking at cowboy pictures. They act like they're the most honest and fair people in the world. And you look in the real world, you can't find those people nowhere. You can't find the wives in Harry. You can't follow no John Wayne. You can't find no people. But you can look at TV and they will have you sorry, like they so humble and so good. Yeah, they should give us recreation. They should triple whatever they get. Because what they did to us, they can never pay us. They gave us all the money they had. They could never pay us for what they did to us. You go fishing with a baby. What kind of people would go fishing with a baby? Go alligator hunting with a baby. Take your baby out your mother's arm or out your wife's arm and take it down to the swamp and tie that baby to a tree, and the crocodile or alligator come up out of that water to get that baby, and they catch the alligator, but your baby's gone. What kind of people would do something like that? And you gonna call them white people? I thank Allah for you, man. Why don't you deem Muhammad? For pointing out there's no white people. We call ourselves black because we wanted to have identity. Because we didn't have them when we had Negro, colored people. That wasn't no identity. When we said colored people, we had Caucasian people with color. And when their color don't as dark as ours, they can go down to the beach and try to get some dog in their color, in that pink and red skin they got. They go to the beach. So truth is clear from falsehood. And this is what El Quran is bringing the truth and bringing it clear, bringing it back to the natural order of things. It's natural to be a human being. It's natural not to hate and be selfish and jealous and envy. It is natural not to be. It's unnatural when you come with that jealousy and envy. When you come with that, I'm going to get mine and you're going to give it to me attitude. That is not natural. The ants work together. We're told in both books, when we get lost, study the ants. See what that I'll be cutting my grass sometime and those fire ants come out and they will attack that lawnmower. Why? Because their queen is at home. Their queen at home. They'll fight for their queen. They'll protect their queen. Even they don't know nothing about that lawnmower. They know that wind blowing and something is whirling around, but they'll come out to fight. During slavery, our women did more fighting for us than we did. We was afraid to die. We was cowards. Very few of us won no cows. Very few Nat Turner. Very few of us. But what Nat Turner did, he spoke for all of us when he went on the rampage. He let the Caucasian man know, and this African, and this man, he know them, he'll fight like hell. He don't care if he die. Nat Turner proved that to him. When Nat Turner got mad, he said, kill everybody. The baby, kill his mama, kill the son and daughter. That might have been to a screen, but Nat did that. Nat brought dignity to the African people, who they call cowboys and scarecrows and all that. Nat Turner made them realize that you dealing with a real man. And this real man, the lion will come out of this real man, and you are in trouble. And God is not with you no way, what you done did to us. Thank Allah for all the history that we have had, and we're still making history here in America. And we're going to change our children. We're going to get all children. We're going to change this ugly world, and we're going to make a better world than what it is. God is not going to destroy the world. He's going to destroy the wicked people where they're destroying themselves. They're really doing what they're doing. Allah say, I never wronged you, but you wronged yourself. So they wrong. They don't want to give us reparation. They don't want to share this world. They're going to keep telling a lie that they stand for freedom, justice, and equality. They're going to have to stand or be determined. That right now, East Point, Georgia, a Caucasian woman's father, a couple of years ago, followed this African-American man home. He bumped into a car. He didn't tear the car up. He bumped in the car and he left because he was having a medicine attack. He was trying to get home to get his medicine. As he pulled in the driveway, him and his wife, this Caucasian woman got out of the car and blew him away. They found and locked her up. 3 years they ain't did nothing. She's out on bond. So they don't put no value. They stick together in their evil. And who can you think got to tell them that they are evil? Many of them don't want to be called evil. Many of them, and many of them today, are accepting the idea. They know they weren't white. They got away with that lie for years and years, hundreds of years. They've been getting away with that lie. They had us calling a white man killed the black man, and that's a lie. A white man never killed no black man because Allah didn't create either. So we have the facts. We have the truth. And Jesus told them, in order for anybody to be free, they must know and have the truth. And we have that truth today. So we're going to change. We're going to get this image out. We're going to shame the world every time they put an image up, and that image looks like another people. We're going to make the people that accept that see how sick and how evil and wicked that lie is on God, that all the people in the world pick one son. That is racism at its best. That is racism got to go away, and who you think going to make it go away with the help of Allah? Allah don't want it, so it's going away. All we got to do is do our best to get rid of it. And Allah will do the rest. Allah says we'll never change our condition until we change. We go to work and change what's in our hearts about each other. Caucasian people are our brothers. All people are brothers through Adam and Eve. We are all connected. But we'll never ever come together as long as one holding an image of a God and they look like an ethnic group, a different ethnic group than the ethnic group that worship that image. They ain't gonna real peace from coming together in peace and having peace of mind with each other, long as they image up in God. But we got an opportunity to get rid of it, and we're going to do the best we can, do what all we can to get rid of it, to bring this world back to a normal situation with the help of Allah. We thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad praying for one to come, and Allah sent us one. The man was Ibn Muhammad. Dr. King was a good man, but he wasn't talking about removing no image. He was a good man, Kenneth and all the rest of those brothers and sisters were good men, but they were not talking about moving no image because they had not discovered the worst problem that keep racism alive. And they had discovered that maybe we wouldn't have that problem, but they discovered that we did. So praises be to Allah. Allah is God, and Prophet Muhammad is the founder, prophet, and Imam Wahdi Muhammad is the majestic that this world was looking for, and the proof of that, we got the light, we got the truth. Ain't no white people or black people. We all supposed to be one people, and we all supposed to be worshiping God in spirit and truth. So I'm going to bring my talk to an end, and I'm going to bring someone else up and let them get in here and share what we have to say. I see a lot of Lakeham. I see Brother
Walaikum as-salam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah. That's what we, as Muslims, say. All praise is due to God. And we say Allah Akbar. And Allah Akbar, that's saying in English that God is greater. Greater than what? It's greater than anything that you imagine God is. He's way greater than that.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. God is greater. So we always put God out front. Somebody said something.
Good.
Okay. My wife wanted to say something. So. Let me let her say something right quick.
I think it rolled and put it over. Yeah, so I think.
Okay, yeah, I can
do the finish.
Go ahead. Alhamdulillah. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. What I wanted to say is that Allahu Akbar, I said the word that you're teaching is about remove all racial image from worship. I say it's working because the majority, not I ain't going to say all of them, but the majority of the churches here in Louisiana, at least in Baton Rouge, I could say they don't have Jesus picture up. They don't have Jesus picture up there anymore. I said, but and the main, and also they are not teaching, a lot of them are not teaching that Jesus is God anymore, but they still teaching that Jesus is the Son of God.
Not all of them.
I know. That's what I said. Not all of them, but the majority of them here.
Gino Jennings said it.
But Gino Jennings don't. He's not down here. He don't live here in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm talking about Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Alhamdulillah. And that's the way. Anyway, that's why I said. So it's working. And then I went somewhere else. I think in Seattle, Washington, and I didn't see Jesus' picture up there in the church.
Well, I'll wait, Bob.
So that part is that. So we just still got work to do.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. Brother Amin. Brother Amin, It says, the reason I'm calling him Akbar is because it seems like you wanted to come on.
But I like that. So if I see you again, I'm going to come for this one.
Well, alhamdulillah. Well, if you want to come on, he just jumped on in. Alhamdulillah, I don't have no problem with that. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. Again, I testify and bear witness that there is only one God. There's only one Creator. We as human beings, you know, here in America, is part of America's well, we believe in the American Constitution. And we stand for the American flag, and we go by the law of America. We go by the law of America, and also we're taxpayer here in America. And here in America, they have a system where you benefit from being a taxpayer. I mean, you want to say something? Okay. So we benefit from being taxpayer, you know, and I was just reading in the papers, and reading on the phone, the type of money, $40 or more, maybe $50 billion. That is spent on that wall with Russia and Ukraine. $40 or $50 billion of our tax money. This is not their money. This is our money. And there have been nowhere here in America that we agreed to spend that type of money on no country. We have never agreed to that. Now they bombing up, they killing people. I mean, they killing people. They murdering people and killing people wholesale. And they showing you what they're doing, how they blowing them up. And that money that they using for all these weapons, it's coming from us. It's coming from us, brothers and sisters. So we are saying that America do a debt to us, African American, a people that came together and agreed to the taxes and paying the taxes. Fought in the war in America. We fought here in this war. We fought on both sides of the war. And I don't think no people ever did that before. And we haven't got no benefit. Didn't we just want to pay us benefit after we get out of the war? They lied on us. And they was given Caucasian people's benefits and things like that. They didn't have no problem getting it. My brother was telling me. He fought in the wall. They had no problem getting it. They had to go through hell in order to get what was due to them after fighting this hell wall. My brother, he was in the big red one. What I'm saying, brothers and sisters, it's due we are due money from the American government to assist us in establishing and enjoying this wealth here in this country. Now, if we get that, you know, I'm not going to say, well, we got that from the white man. We didn't get it from God. This is not the white man's money. That's the first thing. This is not his money. He represents us. And see, that's the problem. This image is tricky. He outmaneuvered, like the brother said, he outmaneuvered you. He got you thinking that this is his money. This is not his money. He don't spend his money the way he want to spend it. And this is what he's doing. You mean tell me you won't, and this is for the brothers that don't believe we should get reparations. You mean to tell me if they give us reparations, you won't spend that money to better yourself and better your family and better the community by putting better products and things like that out in the society that is healthy? You mean to tell me you can't do that? You won't do that? If we spend money, if Muslims establish businesses, we're going to have halal. We're going to establish halal. We're going to put the best out there. We're not going to put stuff out there that is corrupt, that will destroy the human body, that will cause diseases. And many of the Christians, they know that. They know who we are. The Jews know who we are. They know that we're going to put the best out there. And many of the people in the society that know Muslim know that we come out with the best. We're not going to put stuff out there that's corrupt. And the good Muslim is not going to commit fraud on you. It's not going to cheat you. We've been taught that from God's prophet. Allah, prophet, taught us to be fair. Brothers and sisters, if you don't want reparation and you don't fight for your share of this right here, then you deserve to get what you get. You deserve it. Because this money is our money. And if you don't stand up and fight for your share of it, and like other peoples did, they stood up and fought for their share of this money and got the money and got the real estate. But they stood up and fought for it. If we sit back and say that we ain't going to fight for it, that God going to give it to us, well, then you just keep on being, you keep on being stupid like that. And that's what Shaitan wants, brothers and sisters. They want us to be spooky like that. That's what Shaitan is trying to make us spooky. That we can't stand up We can't speak out. We can't speak up. We accept what has been done to us because it's meant. That's what God meant for it to be. We got people among us that's trying to share those type of ideals and concepts that we don't fight for what we want. We don't work hard for what we want. That is, it's just automatically going to come to us from God. You see what you want, brother and sister, and you go after it. It's just common sense. You see for what you need and what you want, and you go after it, brothers and sisters. We can't be stupid. We can't be ignorant in times like this. These are serious times, brothers and sisters. We're going to need men that will stand up, that will stand up for righteousness, that will stand up for good. We're not going to need men that let men lead them to the slaughterhouse and lead their family to the slaughterhouse and take all their money from them and tell them that you get yours in the by and by. When you die, you get yours then. Right now, you give us the money. Come on, brothers and sisters. Don't be like Muhammad told us about that. The army like Muhammad taught us to do for sale. The Caucasian know that they owe us money. The government know that they owe us money. They know this. This is not their money. In order for you, brothers and sisters, to be successful in America, you got to have some money. They know that. You got to have some land. They know that. And they're going to keep both of those things from you. And you're going to tell me God is with you. Stand up, brothers and sisters. Stand up on your feet. Come to you. If you are afraid to speak up for the truth and what is right, follow the person that's speaking up for the truth. Listen for a brother or sister that stands up and speak out for the truth. And back them up. If you're afraid to step out there yourself, beg out the person that's stepping out there. That's the way you do it. You won't get it exactly the way that you want it, but you get the same result. Reparation. Reparation is being sought after by people that is non-Muslim. People that got good heart. The Muslim is not the only one going out for reparation. The African American is standing up for reparation. The one that was in slavery. We was Muslim, Christians, and Jews. We had different religions. Some of us was atheists. Brothers and sisters, we had to learn to be just. Allah, when he reigns, he says rain falls on everybody, the good and the bad. The sun come out on everybody, the good and the bad. The good and the bad benefits from the rain, from the air. So that's the way we have to be. That's the way we have to be, brothers and sisters. And if people don't know who it come from, they'll realize who it come from, who it coming from. Brothers and sisters, the reason we don't have nothing is because we're going for the okie-dokie. We are accepting the system the way it is, and the system is against you. We got to change the system. We can't wait until we get to heaven. We can't say, well, we're going to wait till we get to heaven because we already got a system in heaven. You got to change the system here. We got to wake up, brothers and sisters. God is with us. If we fight, God says he won't have his angels to assist us. But if we don't do no fighting, we don't need nobody to assist us. We got to wake up, brothers and sisters, and come out of the spookism and come into the realization that Islam is real, and start being what we're supposed to be. That's men and women, and start being a people that believe in right and fight for justice. You see. We love God. We believe in God. We fight to establish that there's only one God. He has no image. He has no equal. We believe that we, as Muslims, should establish businesses in the land. We believe that we should enjoy in this wealth of this new country. We ain't spooky. Ain't nobody giving us a crumb. They giving us our share. We got ideals and belief that we want to establish in the society. We're not beggars. We demand what is rightfully ours. We demand it. So, brothers and sisters, we thank you. We pray that Allah bless us and keep on being strong. And we pray that when somebody's out of our group is. Stand up. We stand up behind them. Don't get envy and jealous. If the person is doing right, check out what they're doing. They're doing right. We stand up behind them. That's the way we did in the community, brothers and sisters. Anybody that rise up and stood up and fought for us, we stood up behind them. That's the same way we do here in Islam, in the religion. We know our religion. We know what's right. And when we stand up behind them, we know that we're standing up behind something that's good and right. We came to you in peace and leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay, well, I'll praise be to Allah.
Anybody want to say anything? I open up your mic. Can I open your mic? 706, can I open your mic?
As-salamu alaykum.
This is... As-salam. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We hear you loud.
Oh, yeah, okay. But you can go ahead with 706, you know, if you want to, if they on, you can go ahead. I can wait. I don't know. He was saying 706.
Oh.
But I just want to say one. I just want to just say no more. It'll be no more than 5 minutes anyway. Alhamdulillah, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. What I want to say is, did you know that your city congressman, the state, they give the city so much money. What is it, like each year?
Money each year,
almost like $90,000 in Louisiana, $90,000 for you to put that money back in the community, deal with the senior citizens, all that. That's our money, but we don't see it. That's why they not crying. Because we don't even see the money that's supposed to go in the community. Only if they're forced, like a pipe bus, they're forced to do that. I'm saying, tell you. So the city do give, put money into the community, the African-American community, with these organizations they got. They have this little city organization, association, and they have basically in mostly every state. And I know they got it in California, but they keep the money. We don't see the money. We don't see it. That's all I got to say. So we have to. So that's why you don't see them crying.
We
got
to
wake up. Yeah, that's got to wake up, and that's why we having a problem getting that money, that reparation money, because they've been giving us money like that for years. Don't check it out.
All right. Assalamu alaikum. 706. You want to say something? Assalamu alaikum. 706.
Yeah, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu
alaikum. Udbillahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ashadu wa la ilaha illallah. Wa ashadu anna Muhammadur Rasul Salih wa Assalam. We thank Allah for the permission that He gave us being on this message of concern and giving us life and permission to live. And that goes for those outside this cube also. We pray Allah that He continues to give us a chance to have this small example of Shura and discuss our rights, our support to each other to what is right, you know, and to forbid what is wrong. But yes, just like what the sister was saying, and like I said before, most people, especially those of the Islamic faith and people who believe in a God, most of the time what they're saying is true. It just might not be the truth that's going to lead you to a continuous path of truth that you can build and grow upon and eventually wind up being free, like Allah guided us down that path of truth to where we have gotten the freedom that we have today. And we're trying to turn around and share it with others, you know, that is based upon how much they are willing to accept and grow as Allah gives it to them as their guidance. And that's what everybody doesn't realize, is that we all, as human beings, is we're not perfect, and we have been under this misguidance of the shaitan and the different environments that all of us have come through on this planet. We don't recognize the growing truth, the truth that never goes out as far as the light that it keeps in our face. But we turn it out. There's a reason why Imam Muhammad said the light is on. And as you know, many of us have not heard too much education. What did Imam mean? What was the logic and the rationale behind him? Out of clear blue sky one day, I think it was in 96, he turned the light on and said the light is on now. Now you have to keep the light on. So I mean, alhamdulillah, he said at that point, whatever year that was when he made that a public and a clear statement to those of you in his community and those who are listening, period. The light is on. Otherwise, the truth is in your face. and know nothing. You are so free now from the years that, inshallah, him and other great human beings on this earth working together who had audiences with him, he had audiences with them, to brighten that light. Even, what was that president named Bush? He even said 1,000 points of light, he said, or something like that, when he was trying to divide this unified light of truth by throwing some cold words out into the public that we can divide this light and keep it weak. He said 1,000 points of light to make it sound like it was something good and productive, but really was doing was making us accept a lesser light, an individual light, and we wind up right back where we are, you know, having a flashlight when we got the sun. The thing is how to keep the sun, using that symbolism, especially the truth that we have, the light of the Quran. Those people of the Injil, they have the light of the Bible. We know the Jews have the light of the Torah. And we know other people in different religions, even those who believe in trees. We know there's light in wood. We know there's light in everything. So eventually, if that light can be developed by a greater light, and people will see that the light that they're living, and then they look at what the light of our living, which is halal, and that's the system we got to establish. We don't have to fight if we establish a halal system. All we have to do is defend it. We never, never are the aggressors. We never are the ones who surrender. Our life and our death is all for the light of the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad given to us by Almighty God Allah. And that's the way, inshallah, as we put that in a solid foundation of deeds and actions, then the world will look at their light, the light that they've been up under, the psychedelic light, the ultraviolet light, the lights of the rainbow, and they'll see that we, those of us, especially those who have stood up in public and bear witness that there is no God but one God, and bear witness that the Quran is the light of the world now, not the light of the Bible like they try to put on Prophet Isa. He said, y'all call me the light of the world, but have you seen the light of the universe? Have you seen the light of the Creator? That's why it was expedient for him to go away, so the people can have a greater vision to see that the light that they were following was leading them down the path of murder, rape, fornication, adultery, homosexuality, bestiality, whatever you can think of. The light of that Bible had been contaminated and turned into a spectrum. That's why they call it a spectacle of yourself. Make a spectacle of yourself, you know, and has so many colors in it that it's impossible for it to be, without Allah's permission, right again. It can only just produce more color, more racism, as we call it in our reality. More racism in the human family, in the light that they followed. And it would only get darker and darker and become, the black light, the light that only shines in the dark, but though it gives off an inner light, not an outer light. But anyway, when we start to establish the real, everybody know I have a hard time with that word, the real reparation that Allah gives everybody all the time. We won't waste our time on the past and let begones be gone, because we have a greater future. Don't you know that the slaves, once we became free, we, by Allah's permission, because of what we believe in, our wealth is almost 100-fold than what it was 100 years ago. We have control of so much money. It's unbelievable, the people who believe in God. And because we are not being used by Shaitan with false worship, false values, false ideas. We are following the clear light of the Quran, which is only for worship. Our whole life, as Allah tells us, should be that of worship. And with that type of understanding, you can see we live a very economical life. We, once we get control, recontrol of our land and our food, our halal products and everything like that, remember, there's a restriction on who we can sell them to if they're doing with them the wrong thing. There's a restriction on who can buy them. They can't buy with bad money. Look at all the savings, all the reparation that Allah has given us. If we look at what he's given us and quit looking at what Shaitan and what the people under his influence are trying to only give it to us when they have to keep us as their slaves. Because many of us fail to realize when you go into the business in the federal government, the United States of government, or France, or whatever you government, you are working for that government. You ain't working for yourself. You might get rich, but you're going to be a rich individual who's going to be so worried about somebody breaking in your house, breaking in your store, etc., because you're not going to have no unity. So this is what we have to be mindful of, because this is the scheme of the Shaitan. And all we see in this world that we live in, all of it is schemes of the Shaitan. Allah said you will only see and be able to defend yourself against the schemes of the Shaitan is when we establish our own system of knowledge, system of what love is, system of how to raise our children, system of how to treat people, etc., etc., and let them see the difference in the light of their understanding as opposed to our light of understanding. And you'll see that Allah has been. Our greatest reparation was when Allah set us free to get on the path of self-development, balance, and making sure that we love for our brother what we love for ourselves, regardless of who that brother might be. We are a blessed people. We have to understand that first before the world will understand that. When we start establishing this and allow, with our own money that Allah has already given us, believe me, I'm telling you, you'll be surprised how 48 million descendants of African slaves here in America, and maybe about 25 to 30% of them are millionaires.
No,
y'all already seen it in on blog, I mean, whatever y'all call it, Google, how many billionaire African-Americans we have using that terminology that we have in the United States. We ain't broke. We got land. We got water. We got our own environment. We have to bring it together and purify it like we were doing with the leadership of Ibn Warf, Dean Muhammad. But we're losing purity every day when we don't follow his leadership and turn back to following our own selves and each other. That's why Muslims are fighting against each other. They following each other. They following their own selves, and that's why they have the fight and the discrimination and the crazy stuff that they're doing, because they are not following the leadership that Allah has given the human family on this planet. That's Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They're not using the light in this darkness of this universe we live in called the Quran. So when we really do like what we say all the time, Allah said, do not, I'm not getting word for word, but you know what I'm saying. We do not dibble in other people's affairs. That's what Allah means by you. We can't change their system. That's their right. Because we sure ain't going to let them change ours. They ain't gonna never have the freedom to walk into a loud joint with a pig feet bone in their hand or a pint of liquor in their pocket, sit down at the counter or the table and pull out a bottle of liquor and eat it with our halal goat or our halal lamb. We ain't gonna never give them that right. That's why we should not deal with their affairs other than the sharing of the truth of what their creator wants for them. And then they said, well, what do we want? We said, what? Look at us. This is what he wants for you too. That's why if you don't want it, that's your problem. But you ain't coming in here and change our system. Let bygones be bygones. You go your way and I go mine. What are the other words? Cut your losses. count your profits. That's what we need to do. Come to Shura and look at what we got. And start polishing it up, cleaning it up again like we learned from the example of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. How to prepare ourselves for voodoo. How to prepare ourselves, how to wipe our butt and clean our butt. How to do everything. Clean up, purify what we have. Shine it up and put it on display as a model example of the creator of all the world. He will come to your world and put you on the path of right guidance. If you accept directly or indirectly any kind of quote of the Quran, any kind of saying of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that can be substantiated with the Quran, if you hear it in bits and pieces, it's going to help you in bits and pieces if you accept it. That's all we got to do is live this example of the life that Allah has given us. Not the Christian, not the Hindu. He gave it to them, but you see what it's doing to me. But he gave it to them because that's what they prayed for. That's what they wanted. And they don't want to see us leave it. Many of them don't want to see us leave it. That's why Allah tells us in the life cycle of Imam W. Muhammad, he told us they will do anything to keep you from leaving this system of knowledge that they are under by Allah's permission that he gave Shaitan to test us with, to see if we will maintain our nature or are we going to fall victim to what he invites us to. Just want to say that. Appreciate that.
Assalamu
alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
I just want to know, I just want to ask Brother Muhammad, could I ask you a question?
No, ma'am, I'm not answering any questions because the questions are in the Quran, and that's why I'm start referring people more the best I can. If you have a real question, look around the life of Prophet Muhammad or
I just wanted to ask a question. You said no, so that's okay. So, well, what I wanted to say is, what I want to say, alhamdulillah, bismillah, rahman, rahim. What I want to say is that what I had wanted to know is, should we fight for the land? Should we get compensated for the land that was stolen from us? You know, because you got to remember that a lot of this land was our land, our ancestors' land. So that is part of, and then there's a state, there's a natural law. And there's a federal law. Anytime real estate is done illegal, you have the right, to get it back. So if they don't want to give it, and they know that, because I remember that's what it was all about one time, the land that was stolen from us. But they don't want to give it back because, I know a young lady, her dad, right where the state capitol at in Texas, that right there is to be their land. So when she went back to do the same thing, get reclamation, but they had to stay capital on that, so they gave her $3 million and compensating for that land. But that was their land. So all we have to do is follow under the land that we have lost. And we have that right. That's a federal law, and also there's a natural law. So if they can't give us back, then compensate us. And that's the reclamation right there. And then if you don't want the land that they took away from your ancestors, all that, and you don't want that money, you could share it. Just share it. That's all. That's all you have to do. I'm doing the law.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Alhamdulillah. You know, all these peoples that has money is that these wealthy African Americans are people that have money. I ask the question, where are they? What have they established? Where is it they have established something where we got businesses and we are progressing? If they got that kind of money, what is they doing with it? Now, one thing I think we, as Muslims, should look at is that, yes, we got power. We got power that many of the other creatures in the creation don't have. I mean, we can build that which Allah done gave us. We can build houses, for example, a thousand different ways, a million different ways. But all the other creatures in the creation, the wasps, the bird, the bee, they can't build their house but one way. But we can build houses millions of different ways. Why is that? Why do we have that type of ability to build homes millions of different ways, where all the other creatures in the creation got to build their home one way, one same way? You don't have, and so what I'm saying is that we know that we are special. We know that Allah had made us Khalifa and have given us the power. But if we don't step forward, then we, it's just like Akbar was saying, what the Imam said. We've been outmaneuvered. You know, we don't know our rights. We don't know how to move. So, brothers and sisters, I'm gonna turn it back over to whoever in charge. And Assalamu alaikum.
Brother Ibrahim, you got your own, so you got it.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you, my brothers and sisters. All people to Allah that blessed me to be, to sit up and listen. But let me say this to my brother Muhammad first before I make my statement. During the lectures of Imam Muhammad, may Allah grant him the best of paradise. When he would do lectures, he would have question and answer periods afterwards. Now,
right.
One thing Muhammad said was right. If you're going to ask me a question, don't ask me no foolish question to take up our time. But Imam Muhammad never denied anybody to ask a question, and when he asked, he wouldn't answer it. Grant you, don't come to me with no foolish answer. But if you bring me you have a question sincere, Brother Muhammad, you should answer it, because that would make a good leader and good leadership. Now, let me say, I open the back window to testify, nothing deserving to worship Allah alone. And only by witnessing to testify that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed to, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his true messenger, the last prophet and seal of all prophets, need no mother, no other, excuse me. You know, our biggest problem in the conversation y'all had tonight, and I agree, especially with my big brother Suja said, but the biggest problem, you got to remember, all the swindlers that was among us, they were the ones in position and had money. So they will echo out what we're talking about right now. We should do this. We should do that. We should do that. But what did Imam Muhammad say? They only came in, and they only echoed out those things just to hold us back. Because, see, when they echo things out and they had money, what we do, since they had the money, and they say, okay, yeah, we should do that, we would sit back thinking they were sincere, and they were going to put the things together that we was arguing about or that we was struggling for. But they didn't. They did it only to deceive us and keep us at bay. So our biggest problem has been what? And many of them are still trapped under that so-called cross. And many of them still trapped under the image that cross presented. And our beloved brothers and sisters who come on our show and listen to us, they're not Muslims, or maybe they are, but even some of the Muslims had the same concept, outlook, that cross or that image put on us. Many of us haven't even shaken it yet. So the only thing going to really free us and everything we be talking about, which is good for us to come with, is we got to come with scripture. Now, I was reading in the Quran the other day, and Allah was saying, when a question is posed to you, In order for you to answer that question, make sure that you base that answer on knowledge, not emotion, not what you think, not what I think. So Allah said in the Quran, judge by the light which I place in the Quran. You're judging things by the light, meaning information that Allah placed in the Quran. You ain't doing it. You're doing what Allah say do. And you're basing things on what he said. Because Allah is the light. Right? Okay. So men are still trapped. So when you bring an issue, or issue come up, you have to address it with scripture. Because this is where the people are tied up in. Let me read something for y'all. Just to tell some people, want you to write something down. And I'm going to come from Leviticus. The fourth chapter, the eighth verse. But I'm going to start from the seventh verse and go down. I want you to listen real closely, because we're trying to help unlock the change that have been placed on the minds, the spirit, the emotion, the inspiration, the upliftment of mankind, of the human being. We got to untie the chain. Ain't nobody else going to unloosen the change. That say that place on the mass of the people? No, because they all caught up in it themselves. The churches, the synagogue, all the rest of them. Even some of the mass did. Let's be realistic. Listen to this. I'm coming from the Bible. Because that's what we was tied up in. Praise be to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad, who was a Bible. Praise be to Allah for Imam Wardi Muhammad, who was not only a Bible student, but a Quran student, who mastered the Quran or the language at 18 years old. And you don't want to follow him? Okay, listen to this. Everybody got their books open. Well, write it down so when you go back to your book. The fourth chapter, I'm stopping the seventh verse. Really, the eighth verse is the clincher. But let me stop at the seventh verse. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Then I returned, and I saw vanity under the sun. Now, this is Allah speaking. Okay, now, here's the eighth verse, where they all say that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, am I right? They always impress the three on the minds of the people, because the three is the key that keep those shackles locked on the mind. Until the people shake that, I don't care what you say, you're not made to wake them up. Okay, here we go. Maybe this will wake them up. There is one alone. Okay, there is one alone. And there is not a second. Yet he has neither child nor brother. Yet is there no end of all his labor. Neither is his eye satisfied with riches. Neither shall he for whom do I labor and harvest my soul, and excuse me, and bear my soul. Up good. There is also vanity, yet it is a scorn traveler. Here's a law speaker in their book saying there is only one, huh? Who have no child, he have no brother, he is by himself. Now the Bible is speaking the same thing that the Quran is saying when the Quran is saying, who Allah, who Ahad. Say he Allah is one. This in the Bible is saying the same thing. What did it say? Eight. There is one alone, and there is not a second. Yet he has neither child nor brother. Yet is there no end of all his labor. It's end of our labor when Allah takes away from it. But Allah says, "Hey, his labor doesn't end." It's like Imam Muhammad pointed out to us, Allah is still creating things and bringing things in the universe that we haven't even seen or heard of yet. So this is the thing that's going to, this is the key that's going to unlock the minds of the people, because they're going to say, the Muslims are saying that all the time. Say, God is one. Yes. And he said himself, he is one. He don't have a child. He don't have a brother. Allah is telling them, even in their scripture, because they hear the problem. When we go into scripture and find these things, we're supposed to record these things and bring them before the people. And then make the Christians and all those who accept the Bible is in the Word of God, make them start to thinking and reflect on what they read from their own book. And their own book will save them. Their own book will free them.
Why
did come on
that's a Leviticus what chapter?
Fourth chapter, eighth verse. Excuse me, Ecclesiastes. Excuse me, brother. Fourth chapter, eight verse. Excuse me, my brother. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
This is what we need.
Yeah.
We need to make this. Why did come on
Solomon? Yeah.
Why
did come on Solomon? Building on what you said, we also have to understand this Quran is meant to unlock, like Imam is saying, the minds of those who are high in this false way of life they call Christianity, because they're the ones who read. They go to school for it, and then they turn back around like Imam was saying about people we know do the same thing. They control the common man and woman,
right,
in their society, which is their slave regardless of what their color is, you know. And they keep the truth from them and give it to them when they have to, as they grow in natural knowledge from what they see and hear from other people. So that's why these theologians and things like that are trained on contemporary. That's why they've been studying Alex Long, because they know the people have been watching us for at least since 1975 in America. And they had already had a great experience with the life of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad when they seen how he cleaned up the slave, the drug addict, the wine here, the prostitute who wanted to be free, and he done it without in their understanding, with no knowledge, just deeds and actions.
Yeah.
So
that's
the
right.
The common man is free when we live this deed in deeds and actions. And while at the same time, our imams and scholars in the Quran is having shura. That's why Allah said, use this Quran and call those scholars in other ways of life to come to common terms.
That's right.
And when you invite them to shura, like the imam used to do, imam them been there, imam them talking to the Pope and all the different people of all leaders of all ways of life on this earth almost. Because they're the one who's holding the common man and woman and making slaves out of them and letting them grow at their pace, like the Muslims are trying to do to us. Don't you know our rich Muslims, our scholarly Muslims, are holding back on the Quranic Arabic, holding back on this, holding back on that, because they want to keep us as slaves under
what
they already know we are bamboozled by.
That's
but we keep forgetting that Allah told us when he first awakened us, there's only one master, me. You are slave. You are Abdul. But see, we're still under the psychological effect of being the slave to anybody, including our own self, our appetites and everything. Alcohol, drugs, fornication, dope. And we don't realize we haven't shook it yet. We have the psychological effect of those things still running through our intellect and our emotions. So in essence, those two things, the Quran was used to unlock the minds of the people with high knowledge who are trying to get free from that falsehood that they up under. But they don't have no leadership.
Right.
Nobody's not sharing with them the pure revelation of the final revelation, the Quran. They know about the Quran. But ain't nobody been opening the door like Imam was doing by being in the convention centers, being in the public addresses, and using topics to show them that Prophet Isa and Muhammad are together. Because Imam Muhammad taught at all times. He taught with Quran and the Bible. If you ever listen to Imam Muhammad, you'll see that he's talking to the minds of those who still are under the influence of the contaminated Bible, and he's using the key of the Quran in the same language at the same time. so that they can develop their intestinal fortitude to follow the truth that's in their mind now. They hear that Quran, and then they hear the Bible. They go home and they think about it. They say, you know what that Muslim said today? He writes it don't make sense. When they look in their own Bible, or when they look in their own book, knowledge, whatever it might be, the manifest of Kung Fu, and when they look in there, they won't see the truth that they heard in the Quran. Because the common man is the one who wants freedom, because those scholars in Christianity and other ways of life has them enslaved. And if we don't watch ourselves and get on these Muslims who call themselves kings and princes and get on their butt like we on these people, see, Allah said, don't deal with other people's affairs. You need to take care of your own affairs with these hypocrites among you.
Right.
Calling themselves kings. You know,
we got
Hafiz. Yeah.
Yeah, we're the only community that stop that, though. We're the only community that can stop that. Islam community, not El Islam, the Islam community is not going to do it.
Yeah, the Islam
doing
community,
the same thing.
Right.
El Islam. Right. If you show me Islam, I show you slavery. If you show me El Islam, I show you freedom.
Freedom, that's right.
That's where the freedom is.
That's
where
the Imam is to talk. That's how the Imam talks. He frees people from whatever's got them with the Quran, and they'll be able to go back in their private study, a private question amongst themselves, and they say, that Muslim, you know what he said, that book they keep talking about the Quran? Prophet Muhammad said, that's why it's important, in closing, before I get off here right quick, it's important that we start putting in the newspaper on a regular basis in whatever city you live in, quotes from the Quran with parallel quotes of what Prophet Muhammad says. And not be scared of the criticizing like we say.
Prophet Muhammad said he believed in all the books. Allah told him to believe all in them.
Let me say this here. Imam Muhammad gave a lecture, and he was challenged in Saudi Arabia in the Islamic world. And he made, this the key he gave. He said, if they don't go back and study the scripture, which is the Quran, study the Kabbalah, study the Injil, he put it like that, because we know those are original scriptures. He said, if they don't go back and study those and address the people properly according to scripture, he said, they are lost. So you see what Allah gave us in Imam Muhammad? He brought us to life, and they're the ones that lost, and they've been headed over 1,400 years. So who gonna raise them? You remember when Imam Muhammad was asked the question when we was in Louisiana, down there with my big brother at, the Imam down there asked him a question about the leader, whatever be a caliph that will rule the Islamic world again. Imam Muhammad said no. And it shocked them. They looked in there like, what? He said no. He said the language would be the caliph. You see what he gave us? We ain't nobody gonna come and tell me, oh, I'm the leader. Muhammad made me the successor. No, the language. Go right back. The language is what's gonna free everything, and that's where we at now. We the ones that's gonna challenge the world. Nobody's out dialing and challenging the cross and all the diabolical stuff in these churches and all the religion but us. We challenge the world a little bit of slave to come out of the dirt. No other community is doing this. They don't want to die like us. Why? Because they pull the cover off of them. I pull the cover off of Shriners every time I meet one. I got good friends. I ask them one question. They say, brother Ibrahim, you know, if you notice, I said, hold it, brother. Don't give me no sign. Can I give you one? Yes, sir. I said, if you ask me a question, then means you can talk. If you can't answer my question, we can't talk. All right, brother. I said, what crawls on fours, lean on three, and stand on two? I'm standing on two, then lean on three. Huh? That's the question that they ask you before you can get into the Sphinx. Those 33 and the third degree and above, they have to answer that. I said, but I'm going to give it to you, my brother. Imam Muhammad gave it to us on a higher level. What crawls on four, stand on two, and lean on three is a man. I said, you didn't know that, did you? The same thing that we call ourselves, they done put all this stuff in riddles. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, peace be upon him, Imam Muhammad is the one who came and broke this cycle on all this crap. Anything that kept the people bond in slavery and a slave to another man stood to Allah, we broke that cycle. We just got to get on top. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
We ain't got the 2 minutes. That's why I stopped. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Sister Suja. We don't have the 2 minutes. That's why I stopped. Get somebody to turn.
Yes, sir. I think everything is sufficient. I don't want to mess it up.
Hello,
you know, I'm the Imam left us well qualified, and
yes,
he left us where we don't have no fear of other scriptures.
No,
we can help other people in their scripture, and we can respect other people in their scripture.
Imam Muhammad left us rich.
Yes, sir. But we wealthy. You know, we don't have to walk on nobody.
No, sir.
You said we don't have to build ourselves up. Allah is already done blessed us. When the people hear us, they copy us.
Yes, sir.
They copy us.
Let me ask something what you're saying, Suja. I'm going to ask something what you're saying. I was telling a person the other day about Al-Islam. I said, you know, my religion is perfect. See, everybody else is scared to say their religion is perfect because we can point out the false. I said, my religion is perfect. I said, that's right. Well, how do you say that? I said, my religion is perfect. I said, but if you see me do something wrong, don't blame my religion, blame me.
Yeah.
Come to me because I can clean myself up. My religion is perfect. And that's what Allah said he gave us. And we're taking what was perfect and we're walking away with it.
I mean, alhamdulillah. So inshallah, we're gonna close it up in prayer, and then if there's more room, you know. Does anybody that would like to close it up in prayer?
Yes, you my brother. You're the oldest. You my brother. I gotta respect that. Come on.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, we thank Allah for his prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our prophet Muhammad.
Hello, Allah. With some.
I just like to say hi. The Ikhlas. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, most merciful. Cool. Say he, Allah, is one. He neither begets, nor is he begotten, and there is none lacking to him. I mean.
No, sir. I mean, Suja, listen to me real good, brother. I'm going to say the prayer real quick. I want you to hear this. It's cool who Allah, who Ahad, is one, right? Allah, who Samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad, wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. And there is none like the one. Kuhu Allahu had on the end, there's none like the one. And Allah is one, none in creation like him. And at the end of that surah said, and none is like the one.
Alhamdulillah.
No, Ekba.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, like, y'all can go ahead. We can go ahead and talk now. They cut us off. I'll pray to Allah. We done closed out. So now we're just enjoying the fruits now.